Hello everyone. Before we get started today, I wanted to let you know, especially if you are one of my loyal listeners that is looking for a little bit more, I've created a paid subscription option for the podcast for 99 pence per month. On top of this being ad-free and just purely being the essence of the episodes, I will be doing bonus episodes, some personal update episodes, and we'll also include any information, invites into any virtual workshops or online things that I do in the future. So if you fancy it, check out the show notes below with the link and enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I hope you are all well. I hope you are implementing good habits into your daily routine. If you feel like sharing with me as I grow more into the coaching space, I'm really enjoying hearing about the progress that people make, the journeys they go on, as it really relates to everything I allude to in here. And also helps me, gives me perspective to be able to tailor things a little bit more to you guys who are listening. Today's episode is called Finding Meaning Through Pain. And for the most part, this is probably work, career, job related. On top of effort put into other areas of our life. And it'll be important to take this message of meaning in a positive way. Pain and suffering is obviously connotated with being very negative, and I want you to find the positive here today, through this meaning that we find. And it doesn't instantly come, but we'll find the positives that come with that through time. Now, there is an element of us being in a current shift within the workplace of there's lots of burnout, there's lots of extreme descriptions of what work is in the world at the moment. Is it optimized? No. Does it suck? Most of the time, yes. And we are trying to find that balance between we're not designed to never work, but we're not designed to live to work. As it currently stands, and this is maybe me talking from experience as well with work and career, is that we end up getting programmed and institutionalized by the places that we work. A lot of us find identity through our work, and we need to escape that to an extent. We need to separate ourselves from that. Because we spend so much time there, we end up telling ourselves that it's true, that we believe that this is normal. And we always end up trying to, because we are deeply unhappy with that situation, we know that there's something that's not right with that. We're always looking for a better job, but what ends up happening is you just move from box to box, or sometimes, as I like to put it, from cage to cage. And this leads me on to today's topic is what we're really looking for with work that consumes a third of our life is meaning. True meaning, true fulfillment, true alignment with who we are and who we want to become. What we want to do with our lives, who we want to serve, the impact that we want to make. But how do we do that? There's not that much guidance on it. The stability that comes with a job keeps us in line with things that we need to complete, which removes the uniqueness that we hold over the impact that we want to make, because you will make a different impact on the world than me. Your friends, your family, we can all make a unique impact, but when we have a job that we are paid from, we have to align with the employer. So again, how do we find the meaning? There is no one path, and the path doesn't exist because of that uniqueness that I was talking about. We may go down the same paths or the same routes, but we will do it in our own ways. It's very similar to finding your passion through perseverance. You're not born with a passion. You find your passion through experiences, through sticking things out, through, again, maybe finding a bit of meaning from something that you have suffered from. And this is where, if you're listening to this right now and your job is maybe bringing you down, to put it lightly, look at what meaning is coming from that suffering. Is it worth it? That's the big question. Is it worth it? A realization for you as well is that you must go through this pain in your job, career, whatever, to realize what truly matters to you. What are the things that you care about? What are the things that you are proud of, that you are achieving? How does this formulate into you and the unique service that you can provide in the world? A really important area to utilize here when we are going through pain and we are working what feels like more than we should. Reflection is very important. Reflecting upon your experiences, reflecting upon how you have dealt with things, and reflecting on the future. How is this going to serve you in the future and make you better? What struggles have you been through that have led you to find more clarity around what you care about? There is the old cliche of, what at the time did you hate, but it was the best thing that ever happened to you? What are those things, those really distinctive things that are almost like a line in the sand for not just your job, but for your life and who you are? What do you need, pain-wise, suffering-wise, to get you to the next stage or level that you desire within your job, career, sphere of your life? Now, I've used the theme of career today as it can be used as just one element of our life. However, it is quite easy to relate to because it takes up so much of our life. But this can apply to everything. Meaning coming from pain and suffering, but the right kind of pain and suffering. The suffering that you're willing to go through but nobody else is, because it'll give you your own meaning and let you live your own life. That's the beautiful part of life, isn't it? It's also easy to use career as well, because it's where the biggest desire for meaning exists. We don't go through school or further education learning what is meaningful to us. We are told what is meaningful to us. We are given a select group of options, but no one is telling us to realize the powerful combination of all those things to you and your perspective. It belongs in everyday life, the pain in relationships, the pain and suffering through health, the pain of exercising. But it provides your life with distinctive meaning. It's why we take part in the game of life, with the risk of failing in exchange for meaning. I'm going to repeat that one because I like it. The risk of failing in exchange for meaning. You will never have the meaning that gives you that fulfillment if you're not willing to fail or willing to go through the pain. Your meaning is unique to you. What it is, how you found it, how you got there, how you define it, how you describe it. It is 100% yours if you're willing to suffer enough for it. And that's us today. I hope that made some sort of sense. It's thoughts around meaning, it's thoughts around suffering and pain, and how you can use it to your best advantage, perhaps in work, but perhaps elsewhere. So let me know what you think. Let me know how meaning is applied in your life through the pain and suffering you've gone through. And I will see you all next time. Cheers. Hey guys, me again. I hope you enjoyed that episode. And if you're not ready for the Becoming Unstuck in 30 Days self-led course quite yet, why don't you try my free ebook I created, 5 Simple Steps to Improve Yourself and Your Life. I made this during the very first lockdown of the pandemic in the early days of the Self-Improvement Project. It's a quick go-to when you're feeling unsure what to work on when improving yourself or your lifestyle. And the great starting point if you're trying to figure out how to live a more fulfilling and simple life. The link for this will be in the show notes for you. Have a good one.